Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, InsideSTL.com. Doug, you can listen to us on FM at 105.7 HD2 FM. The kids are starting to get that FM. You know that? The kids are starting to get it now.
Yeah. FM is the new band.
That's right.
It sounds a little better than AM, especially during storms.
That's right, storms.
Where do you get that FM?
I don't think it's in all cars yet, but it will be soon from what I'm told.
And what about an MMF?
That's rarely in cars.
But sometimes.
Not enough room in
conversion
most cars.
Vans mostly.
Yeah, you'd need some sort of van.
It's the
step van.
Design Error Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Error donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Error is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. On this radio program, you know, sometimes people just say, the Sea Monster, I saw, he sent me an email last night, and I guess he was working on, who are you guys working on? I know you've been working on Janine Lindemolder, Doug, and she's got sciatica.
Sure she does. Runs all up and down the leg. Oh, that's painful.
She's feeling a little better, so maybe next week.
So you're in touch.
Yeah, I just see how she's doing every day. Just send get well wishes.
Is it possible it was just a charlie?
Do you call her kiddo?
No, I haven't called her kiddo. I did call her kiddo once.
Doug, do you have a problem with that?
I do.
I mean, I think she's 48 now.
That sounds like what you'd call a little child.
You've been chasing this former star for a while, and the latest excuse is sciatica.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's an excuse. She really has it. But as your lovely wife said, I've had sciatica, and I got out of bed, and I didn't have any problem talking.
My wife said that?
Yeah, she put that on the fan page.
Did she know?
Did she really?
Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah. And I
can't believe
I appreciated that. I appreciated her breaking
that.
I appreciated her because it made me think that she probably could have done the interview, but
Iggy. Yes, sciatica is a condition that can be painful at times. God bless those afflicted, but you can do a radio interview with sciatica.
Now the Sea Monster, who I've already used my one time to talk to him on the air, Doug, I used it yesterday around 9:40, so
all
he's
right.
Going to communicate via the written word.
Right.
But he said Anna Marie's post was actually on his personal Facebook page, not the fan page.
Oh, then I apologize.
So why in the world?
Anything.
So the Sea Monster posted an update. Hey, bad beat for everybody. All my friends from Afton High. We won't have Janine on this week.
I apologize to Anna Marie if she made that. I just thought I saw it.
Well, it isn't worthy of an apology. I just didn't know that she was communicating
about
it. Well,
I was tagged in it, too. But I just thought
so Anna Marie tagged the Sea Monster and you in a post on the Sea Monster's page and said, hey, I just want you to know I've had sciatica and I was able to walk.
Yeah.
Is that what happened? I can't believe it. I think somebody
posted on the fan page. I saw the other day she said, I guess we're done talking about the possibility of TJ Oshie coming back to the Blues.
Yeah, I felt like that was passive aggressive.
So to answer your first question, we were working on David Ross is who we were working on.
David Ross, Doug, a former Cubs catcher,
right,
who is a god in Chicago, and who, when I think of the 2013 World Series, which really wasn't to me that great of a World Series, maybe I'm missing something, I don't know, but I think of him getting a base hit off Adam Wainwright and that being the end of the World Series, because he was hitting like 100.
Right.
Of course, the Johnny Gomes home run, but now he's on Dancing with the Stars, or is he still on it? I don't think I've ever watched an episode of that show. I understand, of course, there's popularity there. I don't necessarily know if it's a popular show with this particular audience. Who do you think? I mean, like older women watch that, I guess? Is that who it would be? I don't know. Man, it's a successful show.
I think younger women watch it.
Really?
They say he's even popular in Europe.
Yes, it might be in Europe. Might be. So anyway.
Kurt Warner was on there once.
Yeah, that's correct. Jerry Rice, Emmett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas was in season two, that's
Aaron
right.
Erin Andrews was on there.
Season two.
I think she hosted.
Yeah, so she was on there.
Well, she's on it a lot, every day, every week.
Sounds like Iggy's not happy with your
security. Well, she danced a little bit, didn't she, at one point?
I still don't see Anna Marie's post. I think this is like a three-bet bluff.
American Idol is coming back to your television. We ought to get that heavyset guy that was a friend of the show.
Randy Jackson?
17 years ago. Remember that?
Oh my God, that's a callback.
And we loved it.
That was the Martin era. Yeah, what was that? Scott Savel.
Yes, And it was, he was a backup catcher for the Cardinals.
Got no, that's Floyd Rayford.
That fan in Tampa, I think. That's Siebel. But anyway.
I remember that, too.
That heavyset guy, for some reason we liked him and had him on.
Yes.
And he was talking about his career is going to take off now, and then we didn't hear from him again.
Well, they usually do say, I mean, we've been saying on this show for 13 years, our careers are about to take off.
No, it doesn't. I don't really think we have said that. We know better.
It's never lift off here.
When we have a steady diet of failure, we realize that better days are not ahead.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of a bad beat. Well, we'll try and get Scott Savel on. So David Ross, Doug, was going to be on. Let's see. Seamaster says she shared that information while wishing him a happy birthday.
When was your birthday?
You were in Miami, home of the Heat.
Why wasn't I notified? I would have sent him some...
His birthday's the same day as Doug's birthday.
Yeah, it's the 9th.
Pay attention.
You hate...
get to know the brothers.
You hate talking about your birthday. He apparently embraced it. I would have sent both of you Sherry's berries.
Would you have?
Don't have them on the log today.
Oh, I was about to say. Oh, you can, we can put a check mark next to one of the 30 spots.
They are plump and delicious.
Yeah.
That was freebie.
I'm trying to find this, Doug. So in the meantime, I will do Strangers in the Night by the Chairman and the Board.
Exchanging glances.
Happy B to the absolute best in the biz. P.S. FYI to hashtag Sneaky V and Kenny Strode. That's Iggy's name for the record. I've had sciatica whilst Prego. Wow. I mean, I believe this is my wife who I just was with about an hour and a half ago in our chambers.
Does she use a lot of initials when she's talking to you like that? Read that again. That's like code.
It's cool talk.
Yeah. Read it again.
Doug, here we go. And in van, too.
I'm gonna ring the bell at every abbreviation.
Right. Happy B to the absolute best in the biz.
Biz.
P.S. FYI to hashtag Sneaky V and Kenny Strode. That's Iggy. I've had sciatica whilst Prego, and I am neither hospitalized nor incapable of speaking on the phone. .. Hashtag just saying. Hashtag sorry not sorry.
Okay, stop all the hashtagging.
Yeah, we hate just saying and we hate sorry not sorry, and so she's even throwing that in.
She should have put
but she
in there.
Loathes the adult film industry, and so anytime I sit here and giggle with adult film stars, she rolls her eyes. But she knows I like that Janine Lindemother. And one time I paid her what I thought was a great compliment. I said, I think you kind of look like her. And I thought that was a great compliment. But I think some women wouldn't necessarily like the compliment.
Probably not. And she's loaded up with tats, right? And she all links.
No, Anna Marie doesn't have any tats.
No, I mean, there's Lindy.
Yes, that's correct.
She spent time in the big house, right?
She did do a little time, sure. Yes, sir. She forgot to report $400,000 in earnings.
I honestly don't know who she is, but I know the name has become infamous on this show.
Did she work with JHE?
No, not that I'm aware of. But I know the name because over the years, she's your absolute favorite.
She is.
Bring her up like she's the Babe Ruth of that industry.
She is.
I mean, she's fat with spindly legs.
And could pitch at one point.
Yep.
No, she is, I don't know where things are now.
She has sciatica.
Right. But, Doug, I'll tell you something. I think she's as beautiful as it gets. She just happened to work in adult.
Didn't want to necessarily.
Right.
Probably just stumbled into it.
Right.
Then stumbled into the Graybar Hotel.
I think she had
a
sex tape with Vince Neil. Is that right?
I believe you were correct.
And why'd she go to jail?
Forgot about the $400,000.
Oops.
Oh, didn't pay taxes?
Happens to the best of them.
So taxes on $400,000 would be, what, $150,000 or so?
I don't know if she's in that bracket.
In that ballpark?
And I think a lot of it was cash. Yeah.
Well, I think there is a moral of the story because I always try to learn from life. If you don't pay your taxes, you're going to end up with sciatica.
Yep.
That's the punishment the government gave her. First some jail time, and then we're going to do some medical experiments on you so that your leg hurts.
It just could be karma.
It could be.
You pay your fair share, you're going to get some sort of debilitating illness that keeps you from doing a phoner with a crummy AM sports talk.
I have no hold.
Oh, Jackie, I'm sorry.
She said her mom was coming to help her out, so that means there'll be more pictures in the garden.
Wow.
Like, what does that mean?
What more pictures?
That's code.
Yeah, I know. What does
show
that mean?
Is beyond
it's her Facebook page for like 2 weeks straight was just her pictures of her out in the garden amongst flowers.
The eagle has
taking
landed.
Taking pictures with her mom.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
The hay is in the barn.
Well, she's feeling better. Hopefully next week one day.
Wow, wow, wow. Doug, can you imagine if we have the Red Sox in town and that controversial ring promotion we addressed yesterday with the author who seemed like he had some good points. And then we'd also have Janine Lindemolder. Oh, my, what a show it would be.
Yeah. Okay. And her mom might come on also?
Oh, they're in the garden.
It would probably be more interesting if mom was on the line, too, and we could ask her, so how proud are you of your little gal who does the porn and goes to jail?
Let's see. Her most recent tweet, as you know, on May 9th, I hate coming on here and being a Debbie Downer, but unfortunately it's getting worse. I'll be seeing a chiropractor today, and 136 people favorited it. I wonder if Charlie did. Let's see.
Well, chiropractor get you straightened out. I need to go, too. I hurt my back washing my car. Mm. Washing my car. I strained my back.
Age is wonderful,
it's
isn't it?
It's horrible. Yeah.
Doug, here's the picture in the hospital. Look at Neener. Watch this. Neener, Neener, Neener.
If you've ever been there with a really bad back or a bad neck, you feel for people who've got it because, boy, it does hurt.
Mm. Mm.
It really does hurt.
Yeah, you got to pay those taxes.
And so that wouldn't have happened had she reported the $400K.
I believe you're right, Tim.
Oh, I didn't know this stuff. She
what,
said
if you're going to go to jail.
She drove to and from Los Angeles from Seattle. Just a lot of driving from Eugene, Oregon to Los Angeles, then back up to Seattle. Boy, that's a haul.
Yeah, yeah.
The hell's that about? Boy, times must be tight.
And with a bad back.
That's jeez. Probably 10 hours driving, maybe.
I mean, what's the equivalent of driving from Minneapolis to New Orleans? That's what
well,
we're talking
about. Well, it's about 9 to Minneapolis.
And then 9 to New Orleans, 10 to New Orleans?
Wouldn't you recommend a Byerly for something like that?
Oh, gosh.
What, Rosinante, probably.
Yeah, Rosinante, Battle of Winds of Kansas. I think you could take whatever the West Coast has got to throw at it.
Well, Cardinals and Cubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, and that Dexter Fowler will get a chance to face his old mates. Will he be in the starting lineup? He's got shoulder issues.
Mm. And what about Mag Sierra?
What about him? What about Butler making his season debut over on the Cubs side? Boy, I don't know if the Cardinals can figure out this righty.
Someone said he's got moxie.
He's got a lot of mound savvy,
nice.
I would call it.
Take.
Although not really, because he got hit really hard in his time with Colorado.
Well, his the starting rotation for the Cubs hasn't been all that great. Hasn't been all that great.
He'll need every bit of guile he can muster this evening.
You know what Joe Madden says the problem is?
Guile. Yeah,
sleep deprivation.
Sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. If you play a double, what amounted to a doubleheader on a Sunday night, and then you get on a plane and you fly and probably didn't sleep much at all, it just kind of throws you off, I'm sure.
He told ESPN.com, I quote, sense sleep deprivation more than anything. Sleep deprivation has a lot to do with it. Right from the beginning of the year, our schedule's been awkward. No one's had a chance to settle in. Now, Miguel Montero did not agree. The reality is we can't take anything for granted, and right now I feel like we do. Honestly, we're just not playing at our highest level. We have to shake it up. Wake it up. This will be a good wake-up call for us. We either come to play the right way or we're going to have a short season.
They don't need wake-up calls.
But
they need to sleep.
Madden disagreed. I don't think anyone has taken anything for granted. I love the word expectations. I do. But on the flip side of that, it's going to be a different path this year. It is. It just has to be. To this point, we haven't pitched nearly as well as starters. The biggest thing for me is defense. We haven't caught the ball with the regularity that we normally do. Those were our bedrocks of our performance.
Doug, I think he's onto something. Pitching and defense.
I would call it the bedrock.
Important.
The bedrock is the word I would use. I don't know. Did he use that word?
He did. He actually did. He did. I did say, yeah.
Well, we have a lot in common, Joe and I. I think there's probably more to the human factor than a lot of people give credit to. The human factor being things like we haven't slept much. things hurt that we don't talk about. Something's going on in my personal life that nobody knows about. You know, there's a lot to that the average fan wouldn't have any idea, but could very easily affect performance.
When I brought up these long road trips where you're going from city to city, I was destroyed by, I think, Charlie Marlowe. Oh, weep for the profession. No, I'm not saying that they're not happy to make that money. I'm saying that there is a human element. There is something to that where if you have a trip where you get in at 8 in the morning or something, you're probably not going to be at your best. Maybe some guys will be, but that's not optimum performance condition.
Yeah, that'll wear you down. I could just walk onto an airplane and be tired, and not because of my age, but when I was at any age, just something about an airline flight kind of makes you tired. All of a sudden, you want to go to sleep.
But you're a champion sleeper. Right?
Yeah, you're Olympic caliber.
Yeah, so I can sleep on the plane, but everyone seems to want to go to sleep on a plane.
Have you thought about
it? I can't.
It can
be
a 2-hour flight in the middle of the day, and all of a sudden, boy, I got to go to sleep.
Yeah, but when are you going to have time to sleep when you're enjoying a burrito?
Well,
if the flight's more than 40 minutes, I have to have a burrito.
I wish that I could sleep on a plane.
I can't sleep on a plane.
I can't sleep on a plane.
I flew back from San Francisco one time. Doug, what year was that? Was that 01?
Oh, I wouldn't have any idea.
After the Rams played the 49ers. Was it the 3-com at that time?
I don't know. Probably Candlestick.
Okay. And somehow it was a red eye, and I had a whole row to myself. And with my need for leg room, I was able to spread out.
You're almost a 7-footer, aren't you?
Well, with wingspan.
Right. 6'10". Okay. I'm long. And the next thing I know, I hear we're preparing for our final descent into St. Louis, and I'm like, damn, I just slept for 4 hours, man.
You didn't say damn Gina?
Didn't say damn Gina. It wasn't cool at the time, and as you know, I'm a cool.
Yeah.
So if you can get the, like, it's like a bed at that point, not a real comfortable bed, but I can't just do the thing where you put your, like, neck back, and all of a sudden you're asleep, and people doing it. I'm jealous as the day is long.
People say, because I can't sleep, I'm not a great sleeper anyway. But people say if you get one of those neck pillows, it helps. But I refuse. I think they look ridiculous. All of a sudden, like the heavyset woman from Des Moines looks like Nick Bonacani because she's got the collar on. But apparently those things help.
Oh, yeah, because that's what wakes you up when your head falls
forward. Have you ever used one of those?
I have. Not very often, but I always wished I had one. As soon as I sat on the plane, I wished I had one.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works. Some of the airlines have the headrest that you can kind of fold around a little bit so that your head doesn't fall too far off to the left or right. Yeah, it helps a lot.
Doug, I enjoyed Janine on the Blink 182 album cover many times during my puberty years. Thanks. That's from Potent Potable.
All right. Thank you, Double P.
Iggy has an unusually large collection of Playboys. Shocker. What a creep. On another note, will there be a wiffle ball tournament? Doug, that's from Patrick at Immaculata. I told you.
All right, Patrick.
We have a high presence in Ladue, Clayton, Town and Country, and Huntley.
He just drove by Immaculata. That's all he did. He doesn't go there.
That's old money there, Jack. Old money.
It is old money.
The Ladue area is littered with free Dotem bumper stickers.
Yes, indeed.
It isn't.
But how do you throw Playboys away? I mean, you just don't read it and say, oh, go in the trash. Why would you?
Right. Well, why would you keep them, though? I mean, honestly, they would.
I still have my Wade Boggs rookie from Donruss.
Are you
83?
Some sort of Dern hoarder?
No, but I mean, if you've been collecting these for years, don't they take up a lot of space?
Just two shelves in the bookcase.
All right.
Getting pretty heavy.
Two shelves in the bookcase.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you get done reading a book. Do you throw it away? No, you put it in the bookshelf.
Still What's a great difference? Night.
But not all the magazines. You don't save every magazine you've ever had, do you?
No, not like people in that, but Playboy you do.
Doug, I've never flown. Think about it. Thanks, Brian, formerly in Lima.
Really?
I didn't get on a plane until 1997. 20 years old, Jack. That's weird, isn't it?
That's bizarre.
I'm telling you. Sheltered life, man. Sheltered South City life.
You had a family with 4 kids?
No.
And 2 adults? Expensive to fly.
My mom was on a flight with a bomb scare when she was pregnant with me, like out of Boston.
Jeez.
And once that happened, she was cashed out.
You've done.
Now, we always talk about going to Ireland as a family.
And they had a Nick McCarthy.
No, oh, yeah, Mick McCarthy, I thought it was,
which
I thought was offensive.
Flying costs about the same now as it did 30 or 40 years ago.
Which is why Janine's driving up and down and getting sciatica.
Yeah.
I would, if I were you, Tim, and you're at the stage of your life where relatives are getting a little older, I would make that happen sooner than later because... As I said when I went to Ireland, and I don't care for the Irish people, generally speaking.
Why?
You know that.
Small penis,
car bombing,
bipolar, alcoholic, car bombing, yeah, the IRA thing, Belfast, the whole deal.
Having said that, and I'm not, well, oh, the scenery, it was one of the most beautiful places.
And you got to go with the old master painter.
And my wife's side of the family, and it was...
Irish, eh?
Yeah.
O'Neill.
Polish. And one of the...
O'Neill's Polish, Doug?
Well, they're mixed.
Oh,
Irish,
very Polish.
Irish,
it used to be O'Neill's.
I don't think we use the term mixed anymore.
Irish and Polish. And it was one of the best times of my life, and I think about that, so I would do it.
God bless America. But now I'm in this weird spot because my young tyke is going to be born in 3 months.
Yeah. Well, you got to take care of that first.
So what do you do there? Like, do you put them in a kennel or something?
No, you don't. First of all...
Maybe a relative would take care of the child?
You don't go on trips for the first 3 years of having a kid.
Okay, so now I got
to
delay.
Your wife will freak out.
You won't be able to make it 3 years without a trip?
Yeah. Without the kid? A trip without the kid?
No. Yeah, take with the kid. I thought you said you won't be able to go on a
trip. I'm saying something like this, maybe in the back of a bus chasing Mick McCarthy around, maybe is not the best situation for a newborn.
So you guys went before Tyler was born?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was outstanding. And it,
I know. I remember you talking about
the most beautiful place I ever saw.
I see a thing advertised now on social media about this Band of Brothers tour, where you tour World War II famous...
How great would that be for you with your father?
Yeah, that would really be a cool thing to do, I think.
You ought to do that. I bet John Vaughn would love that.
Yeah.
Well, do it.
Do it.
Doesn't that seem like a cool thing to
do?
Yeah,
so do it, baby. Do it. Do it.
Well, I would like to do it.
Okay, then why are you fighting me?
I'm not fighting. I'm sure it costs a lot of money.
It doesn't matter. You'll make...
What if we do a GoFundMe real quick?
No. If you got the jack, don't step back. GoFundMe
trip to Europe.
Doug, if I may, a cautionary tale with a song. If I could save time in a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah, do it now.
Well, that's easy to say. You got to have the money to do it. You
got
to have
the
time and the money to do it.
You got the money.
You think?
I'll kick you a few extra bucks.
Well, do the GoFundMe, baby.
But when people that do things like that on GoFundMe, people that
please send Doug to Europe.
Yeah. And people do that, you know, for the what seems like
adult film stars do that. I don't know about anybody else.
And the young family trying to pay for their child with cancer, you'll have to wait because Doug wants to go.
Yeah, I want to go to France.
I'll babysit for you, Tim. I'll babysit real nice like. That's from Cucky the Dwarf. Well, there you go, Doug.
Danny Schwartz sponsors the Living Log.
Now, just know if you do go to Ireland, you're a guy who has to have the best hotel.
Yeah, I have so many psychological issues, and that is absolutely in the top 10. And there are a lot of them. That is in the top 10, and I hate that I have that. I didn't have that issue until I started working at Channel 4 because we were traveling with the Cardinals, Rams, and Blues, and we were staying in five-star accommodations, and then I became a psycho about it. It's insane. Well, it's so unhealthy.
If you're going to travel and see all the sights, you're probably not going to stay in five-star hotels every time. I tell the story. It was an 80-degree day.
Mm.
We checked into a hotel, and I said, is there not air conditioning? And the guy said, oh, you won't be needing that.
They don't want to put ice in your drink either, do they?
No.
That doesn't bother me. I like the warm beverage.
But the
air conditioning thing is going to be a problem.
As you know,
I set it at 67 degrees in the Carport Village.
That's how you sleep.
I'm telling you.
But you don't like warm water or tea
restaurant. These waters I always bring in every morning, they're warm.
You go to a restaurant, you got to drink warm water?
I'm fine with it. You know, I got like a sensitive tooth.
Give me a darned ice cube, would you?
Yeah.
By the way, next week... Janine can't be on the show. She's got a sensitive tooth.
No!
Maybe you need a root canal on that sensitive tooth.
Doug, I will kick in a hundo for your trip. Thanks, Big Al. Well, here we go.
I'll kick in a hundo, too.
Yeah, I will, too.
You will. That's 300 already.
Inside STL will be happy to... For 10 years of being with the company in this show? Hell yeah. To be able to play a role in your family going over there to pay homage to your father who fought in WW2? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't accept someone doing a GoFundMe.
What if you just woke up and there was a brick of 10K on your doorstep?
I'd probably do something other than go to Europe with it.
Get some white?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd do.
Well, put out some. Do a Doug Vaughn calendar. Sell it to our listeners, and that will fund your trip and then some.
You think? Okay.
Doug, every pub in Ireland has free Wi-Fi. That's from the 303.
Do they really?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Not when I went.
I doubt it.
Can't imagine. When did you go? Like 05?
You know, I don't have that. I don't have that that skill set that you have to figure out what year everything was. No, I don't remember. It was a while ago, and it was fun.
Good luck sleeping at 67 degrees when the kid comes. It's from the 304. There are a lot of people who can't wait for this kid to come because they think my life's going to be miserable.
Well, it'll change, that's for sure.
And that's fine.
In ways that you have no idea.
I ran good. It's like I say about the show. Whenever the show ends, and the show will end at some point, And they'll be like, okay, the cat and I ran from 04 until now, and Doug ran from 07 until now. Hey, man, at least that's like a third of my life, and it was great. And I had however much time to F around in Miami and Las Vegas and play poker and golf and all that stuff. We've wanted to have a baby for 5 years. So I am looking forward to just hanging out with my wife and my child and my parents and Anna Marie's parents. That's what I want.
First off, the people that are like, oh, your life is going to be terrible, and it's going to be the best years. You're going to look back and you're going to say, the poker and stuff was nice. That meant nothing compared to, I guarantee it. All the talk about kids ruining your life, I know it's funny to say.
What about when you flop a set on the button, though?
I think most people would say the most fun years of their life were when their kids were little.
It's the greatest.
Young kids.
It's the greatest thing going.
Yeah, so we kind of got to a point where, listen, it was great, but, you know, kind of like, all right, I mean, had enough.
How many times can you go to Nobu?
It's pretty good, but yeah, that's what we'd say. We go, we eat at Nobu more than anywhere else, including restaurants in St. Louis. It's kind of like, that's weird. So it's like we either leave St. Louis because we're traveling so much, like move, or we, you know, figure out what the hell we're going to do because we kept doing IVF, and I just didn't want to adopt, man. That just wasn't where I was, and I'm not saying adoption's wrong, to each their own, but for me, that wasn't where I was. So we're trying to have a kid for 5 and a half years.
You're going to think going to your kid's holiday concert when he's in second grade is the best thing you've ever seen, better than any show, better than any meal. I'm just saying, life changes for the better. Yeah, it's challenging, and there's times where you're not going to sleep, and it's difficult. I guarantee you're going to love it. I've been saying that for years.
You have been saying that. I remember, I think I've told the story, but going over to the cat's house, I haven't been invited to Doug's house yet. I don't know when that invite's coming.
Well, it's private.
I've invited you over to watch Ray Donovan I don't know how many times.
No.
But we were over there, and you said, you got to get yourself one of these. And I'm like, what do we got? And he's pointing
at
his
blender.
Son.
It was a new blender.
Pointing at his son and a new blender. I'm like, I'll parlay those.
We're making smoothies.
Tim, the best part of having kids is getting to wear cargo shorts and New Balance shoes and not giving an F. Just ask the cat. That's from D. Hibby.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
I'm not going to argue with that at all.
Doug, people are sending in pictures of their children.
Okay, here we go. Part of Tim's transformation.
Well, that's another thing that you're going to have to get used to. The hatred that you had when people foisted pictures of their kids on you, at some point when you have your own, you will become that guy. And you will know that you're doing it, and the people you're showing them to don't really care to see them, but you can't help yourself. Is that not true?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Doug, you haven't shown me a picture of John Vaughn at any point.
Well, when they were little, he would probably did. Now, they're grown men.
Right.
You're not going to be like, hey, look, here's John Vaughn. He's sporting a Deke Dotum t-shirt.
No. Kind of shy away from that.
And then you can start lying on Facebook. Yeah, my kid scored 47 points in his second grade basketball.
You'll have to put away a lot of your videos of Janine and start watching Barney and Lion King and Jungle Book.
That's fine. I'm streaming on free ones.
Yeah, actually, that's the worst part. Well, the dumb shows that the kids watch. Those will make you crazy.
Yeah, I was over at my friend Bobby Magic's, who's one of the greatest Americans in the world. I don't know if you ever met Bobby Magic.
Sure.
Great American. Just one of the finest people you'll ever meet in his
parking lot life. Magnate?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And we were at their house on Sunday, and they were kind enough, because they had twins, to give us, like, you know, all of their baby clothes. And I could just go through them so quick, especially when you have twins. And so Bobby Magic and I go into the area where they have the television, which is also the playroom. And what tournament was on this past weekend? I know Dustin Johnson was in the mix. Bobby Magic and I both went to golf.
I don't know.
Who was it? But then Brian Harmon. Was it Brian Harmon sunk that putt on 18?
John Daly won this last week.
Champions Tour.
Yeah, that's all I
know. Either way, I'm like, oh, I figure maybe we'll have that on, whatever. And all it was just a long video of dump trucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, kids love that. Yeah. Construction.
And he goes, this is what you will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I still can be on free ones on my laptop. Well, I believe I still can.
No, you can't. Who's that? Anthony Weiner got in a little trouble with that, so you try to separate those.
I'm not sending out selfies of my love.
You just try to separate.
He sent out selfies with his child next to him in the bed.
Yeah, is that a bad strategy?
Yes.
But when the kid hits 7 or 8,
you gotta crop them out.
If you're lucky, they start liking sports, and then all of a sudden they want to watch Cardinals baseball or videos. My kid, I think, might be, I'm trying to discourage him, but I think he might be a sports talk host, because honestly, the other day he said, Dad, I have a question. I go, what is it? And he goes, is Carmelo Anthony underrated because he doesn't pass? And I was like, where's the bell?
Right.
8-year-old kid on his own was savaging Carmelo Anthony.
And he just got a 10-year deal from Fox Sports 1 in the last 24 hours. Congratulations,
one thing
Tyler.
One thing that'll drive you nuts is your kids will want to watch the same shows over and over and over again. The same favorite video or something. And then I read that they're supposed to do that, that that's good for them, that seeing the same thing and knowing what's coming and seeing the outcome that they thought actually helps connections in the brain, that that's good for them to watch the same thing over and over.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's good on this show that we talk about the same things over and over because it's helping the connections in our listeners' brains.
Doug, now gentlemen are sending in pictures of their children with their first ass droppings in a toilet.
No, don't do that.
That's inappropriate.
I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah, that's kind of sick, actually.
kind
of sick.
I want Doug to join Snapchat so I can send him pics of my hairless sack thanks to Harry's Razors.
Harry's Razors? I don't think that was you.
No, it wasn't. No, it was thanks to Harry's Razors. Oh. It was from Sad Panda.
Sad Panda, you just got yourself suspended. You just got yourself suspended. A period of 2 days' time, you just got yourself suspended on the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You're written down by a Right Business Products pen, and I don't expect it felt very good.
Nah, I don't think it did. Well, this is a magical, magical day. Not only do you have Cardinals and Cubs tonight at Busch Stadium, and these Cardinals are in first place, and these Cubs aren't getting enough rest. But you also have a round of golf today with Deke Dotem, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, and Matt, who bowls at Hank's. Oh, my.
What a life you lead.
I kind of feel like, you know,
it's bragging. It's a humble brag.
I feel like I should send out a picture on all my social media platforms and hashtag it blessed, and maybe hashtag love my life.
Mm. Where are you playing?
I can't release that. The Hot Shots in Fenton.
Because there'd be a huge gallery following you wherever you go.
As dumb as it sounds, I actually think there's a chance that some, I'm not saying, I'm just like, let's set the over-under 1.5, but someone or some people would maybe.
I agree with you.
I know.
And
as weird as it is to even say that, I've just kind of now gotten comfortable with, like, when I'm eating at Kirkwood Brewhouse and there's just people, like, staring. And I'm going, just come over and say hello. I mean, I love the people, love the show. It's a flattering thing.
Because, like, in
a year or two or maybe even 3 weeks, people go, yeah, you were the guy who did that show. I really liked that show. What are you guys doing now? So while it's going on, I enjoy it because I know, like I said, it's coming to an end. So, you know, I want to enjoy it while it's going on so people don't stare. Maybe they're just staring at my head and going, what happened there?
Do we have a couple of weeks left on the show or what?
You never know. Tim, I'll be in your gallery. That's from C. Krizzle.
Okay.
C. Krizzle. Tim, is this a private golf event? That's from Honey Bear Sappington. Honey Bear Sappington.
Mm-hmm.
That was your dog's name?
No, that was Honey Bear was my dog's name, and I lived on Sappington for a while as a kid, and somebody said your porn name is your first dog's name and the street where you grew up on.
Right. So mine would be Nick Vienna.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
It's not as good as Honey Bear.
But that might be like an older gentleman who's a little bulky and decided to bottom.
You named your dog Nick?
Yeah.
Nick is a great name.
Yeah.
For anyone. I love
Nick. Nice to know you, Nick.
There are so many people named Nick now that you don't want a dog running around with the name of Nick.
Anything Nick is good. Like, have you ever met someone named Nick that isn't a good guy?
I don't think so.
Right, no. Hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. Nick.
Hey, Nicky.
Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Sorry, Tim. It's always me in the restaurant. You're just so hot. Thanks, Mr. Nipples.
Yeah.
I've never met Mr. Nipples. I'd love to meet Mr. Nipples. Yeah. I wonder if he has special nipples, bro.
Don't we have a live event Thursday?
We do. Hot Shots O'Fallon, Illinois.
So he can go to that and you can meet Mr. Nipples.
Tim is, can't read that one, Doug. Sometimes while you're reading and then you see like a couple words in, you go, ooh, can't read that one. No. Let's see. Guys, I saw Doug last night gazing out on North Kirkwood Boulevard, just waiting for someone to recognize him.
No, I was waiting for the family to meet me at the taco restaurant. I was coming from work.
Oh, so this is actually true.
Yeah, I stood on the corner there for maybe a minute and a half, and three different people going by stuck their head out the window and waved, and then this guy did. And at one point, a guy stops his car and gets out and shows me his badge. He's a policeman, and I'm thinking, oh, they're going to bring up that double murder charge again. But no, he says he wanted to thank us for raising money for Officer Snyder.
Oh, yes.
And that as a policeman, he suggested I not free Dotem.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And with that, he got back in his car and drove away.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And you just decided, hey, the country's in a tumultuous spot right now. I'm going to show myself off. And,
no, I was waiting for people at the taco
restaurant.
That's
what restaurant. You were doing.
He was just trying to help
people. Like one of those people dressed as the Statue of Liberty outside of a tax place trying to wave you in, right?
No,
in like March and April.
Standing out there waiting for people at the taco restaurant there.
How were the tacos?
Jefferson.
Yeah, how were the tacos? They're
pretty good.
What is that, like? Club Taco
Club
or
taco.
Fort Taco or something?
Club Taco. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And that's where Masa's used to be, not the uh-huh. one that, you know.
Well, it used to be Velvet Freeze ice cream.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Any Velvet Freezes left, bro?
I don't think so.
That's a personal question.
No, it was an ice cream place.
No, I was told there's one in Kings Highway and I can't find it.
On Kings Highway?
On Kings Highway and I can't find it anywhere.
Was it velvety? Is that why they call it?
The best ice cream ever.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
Well, why don't we open one up?
How many tacos you eat there, fella?
I bet three.
Just a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably the orders came three. I like that Amigos in downtown Kirkwood.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's right.
I hit that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's really
sometimes
cool.
I have it delivered to my house. How of lazy
course,
is that?
Of course.
Well, how you lazy
just like
is
you
that?
You can't go golfing without a crowd. You can't go out. You can't go to a restaurant.
No, that's laziness.
Oh, okay.
That's just absolute. I mean, it's a half mile away, and I have it delivered. That's a problem.
Yeah, it's a bit of a
problem. Yeah, I mean, that's just a problem.
Well, you were probably NACO. And you didn't want to get up and go, right?
No, that'd be an incentive. Well, the reason I brought that up is because I received a tweet yesterday. Doug, did you get this from Tin Can Dan?
I don't believe I did.
He said, I just drove past you on Gore and Webster. At first, I thought you were David Freeze or maybe your brother Kevin. I think I yelled at Devin. And I go, I wasn't on Gore and Webster. What the hell is this?
Well, what do you have against Webster?
It was probably just another male model out for a night, you know?
I used to go like, to was Denzel in town?
I used to go to the orthodontist on Gore Avenue when I was a kid.
So maybe they thought it was you.
Dr. Ringenberg. Boy, see, he was rough.
But one of the things that you guys are kind of embracing is that you guys live a blessed life. Tim, you hang in moneyed circles. Doug, you hang with celebrities. We need to be more inclusionary. Like, it's great that you're going to golf. You don't want to let people know what club you're playing at. But like last night at the G8 Summit, I went to Fenton at the Hot Shot.
You?
Yeah, and they weren't even there.
I went to the one in Wentzville. They weren't there either.
You drove all the way to Wentzville?
Yes.
Just because you guys are too cool.
That was inclusive.
Couldn't allow other people to be there. It's not fair.
It was a good time. I actually, I guess I was on the corner of North Kirkwood Road and Manchester heading to the summit.
Right by my house, baby.
Yeah, I was pretty close to your house. I just got off
Come
work.
On by. The water's warm. You know, I'm always on the couch.
And I was just smoking a cigarette at a stoplight and actually at a somewhere. And it was dark, pitch black. You know, you can't really see much besides the streetlights. And somebody goes, hey, free Dotem. Hey, Plowsy.
No,
and,
they didn't.
Yeah. And I thought he was going to follow me to the G8 summit.
Ooh.
Luckily, you didn't.
And that was a secret locale.
Yes.
Well, I'm blessed enough to be part of the invite list. And I received pictures from it. And Jennings was texting me from the event, and I'm telling you, and as you gentlemen heard before we started the show in the show prep meeting at 5 this morning, I don't think for as long as we've known the Plowhawk, I've ever heard him as excited about a female as both he and Jennings is about Deke Dotem's girlfriend.
She's great people. I mean, you can't... You know, looks,
she used to be a guide, and
she's a beautiful lady.
And she emails
nice.
Into
that is
the
not
show,
nice, Doug.
She emails
she
into
does?
The show.
Oh.
Yeah,
because I was like, I'm playing golf with Dotem today, and he truly is a great American and deserves liberty like no other.
He's vile
and
he's nasty and dirty.
And so Jay, I think, sent me a picture of Dotem's girlfriend, and I'm like, man, she legitimately is beautiful. And then he's just like, she's super cool. And I go, is this the girl that emails in? Because I told you there's a girl who went to Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, law, who emails in. But
we thought that was a lie.
Well, because we dealt with that before with with a lovely couple that likes to act like they're people, and then they turn out to not be people.
Yeah,
and they dealt with some legal issues. You can look up in the Post-Dispatch in 2012 with that, and we had a little situation with them in 2014. And so I'm like, oh my God, this person really exists. And Jennings announced that he is in love
with someone else's girl,
with Dotem's girl. And Plowhawk, it sounds like you're a fan as well.
I didn't go that far. I said,
"No, you seem like you seem like
yeah, you seem like the smitten kitten, baby."
Hey, it's you know, a trifecta. She smokes, she listens to the show, and she's beautiful.
Like she smokes weed or she smokes cigarettes.
I don't know. I think one or the other.
You know, you know, Monty, you know.
And so to me, Deke Dotem is like one of the best Americans ever. So I was I'm really happy for Deke. He has a great thing going in Chi-Town.
And Doug, I think you owe her an apology.
Yes.
Because you said she used to be a male. Now, you could have your issues with Dotem. We get that. But to cast aspersions on the gender of his girlfriend, I think, is wrong. You don't know her. She's probably very nice.
I can just picture the Goober 11 sitting around the table. Oh, one of us has a girlfriend. Oh, we all love her now. Oh.
Jay Boyd was there, too. I mean, it was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was in Fenton looking for you guys.
Jennings seems like he might have had himself a nice evening.
Oh, yeah, because I was only there. I think I got there at 8:30, left at 10, and then I finally got in my car at 10:30 after I got done talking to Swope. And Jennings was having fun. Let's just say that. They were having a good
time. Well, I see the picture of the group here, Doug. Here, have you seen the picture of the group here?
No.
And since I know everyone in the picture, I don't know. Is this picture public
There's
on
Andy
the fan page?
Hanselman.
I don't know if it's public, so I wouldn't, because we want to keep...
It's a private picture of you guys at a public restaurant.
We want to keep Misty anonymous. Yes.
Are we taking this maybe a little too seriously?
We're looking out for Misty.
Tim, there's someone in a gimp costume.
Yeah, Doug, I didn't know if you'd notice it. So here,
the gimp man.
Here's Matt, who bowls at Hank's. Am I in his cart today?
The hell, I wouldn't know.
Now, there's Andy Hanselman. I didn't know he was in on this.
Now, is that Cardinal fan lady part of the group, or she's just in the shot?
I know who you're talking about, because later on in the evening, that Cardinal fan lady, a picture was taken, and she got to wear Deke Dotem's French fry hat.
That's why Deke is a great American.
And Dotem posted, this is Barb. She stopped in on the way home to Frontenac.
Slave to fitness, you can tell that much.
Good for you, Barb.
Apparently, when they first walked in, there was pool night, and like heavy metal was blaring, and there was like a
in St. Louis,
and a whole bunch of people were playing pool. And I guess Cucky walks in with a gimp mask, and all
he was wearing the gimp mask.
Yeah, Doug. See, I don't know if you can see it here, but there's a group picture, and right in front of Buck Swope wearing the green jacket, there's a gentleman there wearing a gimp mask.
Oh, I thought that was a gorilla costume.
Oh, that's a gimp mask.
Who is it?
Wasn't that Plops? Plops didn't want his identity to be known.
Because he's so darn famous.
It's right. He's gimp mask.
And so he wore so he sat there wearing a gimp mask the whole night.
It's unsettling that in the middle of this, what seems to be great fellowship, there's a guy in a gimp
mask.
And
the thing is about this group, I have to tell you, if this were on a Friday or Saturday, for real, I would have gone. Dead serious, because I'm looking at the people there, and I know...
They're funny.
They're like good people.
Yeah,
like there's some that just kind of, you know, they're trying to start crap, and you kind of...
Like Dotem.
Dotem's a great effing guy.
Yeah, well, until you read an email.
Dotem is a great American.
Pete is a really good homoerotic writer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Cucky's great people. Buck Swope, unique, but great people. And apparently, Deke Dotem's girl is she's the belle of the ball, is what I'm hearing. She's,
well, she's
the
only girl that the 11 of them
I guess
could
you didn't
get.
See Barb on her way home to Frontenac.
Let me take a picture of that.
There's I can just text it to you, baby. There's technology.
And Misty Plops is so darn famous, he has to conceal his identity.
In a gimp mask. If you walked into a restaurant and somebody was dining near you wearing a gimp mask.
You'd say, throw him out, waiter.
Yeah, the people playing pool did not know what was going on right at the table above them.
I got to tell you something.
But at least his identity wasn't exposed.
Right.
I got to tell you something. Danny Mac has gotten to know the Dotem family.
He just texted me. Did he send you the same text? Or are we in a group text here? He's asking about Dotem and the girlfriend.
No.
Are you in on that?
For heaven's sake.
I got a different one.
What do you have? I don't know if he wants these public.
He didn't know how to explain the nipple talk to his 8-year-old.
Ah. Yeah, I got a different one. Design Air, 7 o'clock hour, Doug. Design Air Heating and Cooling, number one train dealer in the Midwest. 2% of what our TMA listeners buy from Design Air. That goes to Three Little Birds for Life. What a wonderful sponsor, Design Air. And Bud Select is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After this weekend for Cardinals and Cubs. Enjoy yourself a Bud Select. And maybe you're going to sit back and enjoy some Spurs and Dubs. A Bud Select would be nice.
Why the crazy accent there at the end?
What accent?
All right.
And this afternoon, and I don't know if we'll go, and I don't know if these boys are looking to have a taste afterwards. You know, Dotem, Injun Joe's Cave Ride, Magic Man, and Matta Bulls at Hanks. I think Matta Bulls at Hanks is an Illini resident, isn't he? Is that? Can you confirm that, Plow
Just looking
Cub?
At that picture again. It looks like a darn Star Trek convention.
Yeah, I think Matt's about 15, 18 minutes away from Hanks.
Doug, is he 15, 18 minutes from?
Something, about 17, I'd say.
Well, how far is Hanks from downtown St. Louis?
About 15, 18 minutes.
No, I'd say give or take 38 to 42, depending on
38,
traffic.
38, 42, 40-ish, 40-ish.
So I don't know if these boys, sometimes when I get done playing... You know what I like to do? No. I like to have myself a scotch and talk about the good old days in the 50s and the broads.
When you used to run with Sammy Davis.
That's correct. And Peter Lawford.
Mm-hmm. Joey Bishop was right there.
So I would probably go to Kirkwood Brew House and settle in is what I would probably do, Doug. And maybe I'd have a wingy. I don't know.
What?
I love the wings there. You love the wings there.
Yeah.
If I get the cat's approval on wings, it means
because he's from New York.
Yeah.
He's the only
That's
one
why.
Who knows New York.
Yes.
The rest of the country doesn't eat chicken.
Well, let me tell you something.
Plowhawks.
When I give my endorsement on wings, you know you're getting good wings. That's you can say, oh, it's because he's from New York. It's the truth, though. If I give the endorsement, you know you're going to get good wings. Mm-hmm. I know good wings.
I mean, what an honor would it be for me on a Friday afternoon to sit and have a taste with Deke Dotem, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, and Madhu Bowles at Hanks at Kirkwood Brew House. Mm-hmm. What an honor that would be. And if listeners want to come up there and hang out, I welcome that. And they could meet Deke Dotem.
Well, some of these guys are so big, they're going to have to hide their identity.
No, it's only Misty Plops, and he wears a
get them mask. If you see them.
If you get all those guys in there, you start a door charge.
You think we should get a cover?
$5 cover, and you can go in and stargaze all you want.
Just gaze at the Goober 11.
And a two-drink minimum, too, Tim.
I bet Swope would come.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. He'd document it. You got nothing else going on in your life? Nothing?
These people love the show and have for years. Why do you hate them? They love...
Because they hate me. Do you see the suspension law?
No, they want to sleep with you.
You see what kind of abuse that's happening?
Not they want to sleep with you.
Harassment?
They don't hate you, Doug. They don't know why they are attracted to you. They're wrestling with it, too. But that's not hatred.
Some of these guys are in their 50s and their fathers.
And, they're
and all of a sudden they're going, oh, my God,
on.
I want to sleep with a man.
Well, how do I handle this? I better send out a vile text.
Right. I understand why they're attracted to me. I'm a little cutie. But it doesn't excuse them from writing in the harassment that comes in here on a daily basis.
Using the screen name Tunnels 12,000.
Doug, there's a picture of Deke Dotem and Misty Plops in the kit.
Oh, yeah, wonderful, fabulous people. Sure wish I could spend more time with those
creeps. Oh, you got to come out. We might get a fivesome. We'll play at Ruth Park.
I'm not interested.
Matta Bulls at Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own sewed at some point.
God bless it.
I mean, and Dotem looks like he's posing for a grade school picture, and there's a gentleman on his left in a gimp mask.
Because he's the Dotems. So famous. So big.
Still a great night.
Look, Doug, this is our family. This is me, familia.
The guy thinks he's Elvis or something, and he can't go out in public without... Completely
He's
concealing his identity.
We changed locations based upon Misty's...
That was the whole thing. Misty Plops cannot be known.
Was he some guy we would all know if you said his name?
No, you wouldn't know.
Okay, well then what the hell is he doing?
Because, Doug, don't you understand? Instead of looking down on people and judging them, Plops is an artist,
right.
Okay? And sometimes artists just have their own way of doing things. And
you
know what you do? You know what you do? You give them a wide berth and you say, thank you, good sir, for your contributions to the show. You, sir, are a Renaissance man.
And then
you leave him alone.
You wouldn't conceal your identity unless you'd been doing something wrong and inappropriate. And that's what he's doing.
Guys,
he's afraid that his employer will say, what's that stuff you're writing? Go on, get out of here. That's what he's afraid of.
Do you know that
He would have a home at Inside STL, sir. He would have a home.
Why don't you learn the game before you claim it, son?
Nice.
Now, for example, Van Gogh. Do you know who Van Gogh is?
No, I have no idea, Jimmy.
Van Gogh was known to wear a Popeye mask in public. Whenever he went out, he would wear a Popeye mask. Had he done anything wrong? No. He was an artist, and he had his own way of doing things.
How long before the Swopes picks parts 1 and 2 on the Goober 11, where Buck takes 2 hours to discuss an hour and a half dinner between 11 unemployed homosexuals? Believe it or not, he, quote, interviews Janie the lesbian to get her thoughts on a dinner she wasn't at. Thanks. Doug, that's Mario in Chicago.
Sounds about right.
Oh, Mario's
sounds
jealous.
About right. Boy, he nailed that one.
It seems to me that Mario's a little jelly that he was not given the location of the secret summit. Now, I'm upset
Plowboy,
about it,
Plowboy, is there any overlap between, because I'm trying to figure this out, and they didn't call themselves the Goober 11, but did the CJ6 name themselves the CJ6? Doug, there's all these factions of the audience.
No.
It's Republicans and Democrats. CJ6, is there any...
Iggy named him, I think.
Iggy brought up that there were six, and I think somebody else...
said, wouldn't it be fun to have a circle jerk?
Yes.
And then it became, oh yeah, that's fun, CJ6.
Yes.
So any members of the CJ6 and the Goober 11? That's what I'm asking. Is there any bipartisanship in this?
Nope. There were no CJ6.
Are you CJ6 or Goober 11?
Oh, I'm Goober 11 all day.
God, it's like I just asked somebody in South Central if they're repping Crips or Bloods.
He's Goober 11 all day.
We rep boy panties, and CJ6 is great.
What about boy panties?
That, like, instead of repping like a set, we rep like boy panties, I think. That would be.
Doug, what does that mean?
What are you talking about?
What's wrong with you, boy?
See what happens when you join a gang? You start talking crazy.
Guys, I'd like to give a shout-out to Brother A-Bear, Ray King, the Loomster, Tool Bet from Daddy, and Bull Pullman's Independence Day speech, and more, for a wonderful G9 summit last night. That's when the white-collar guys are talking. Why are all these summits breaking out across?
And that's the thing. We were getting texts from Soulard Twink Boy. We had Lefty and a group text. I mean, they were pretty disappointed.
That they weren't included. And you guys moved the location. I guarantee you there were people who showed up at the Hot Shots and
Fenton.
Yeah,
I'm sure there was.
And so you texted other emailers while you had dinner. Oh, I'm going to send a
well,
text.
That was the thing.
I hope
Billy,
he sends one back.
That was
the
thing. Billy G's was pretty packed, but I also had Lefty and Soulard Twink Boy to attend to, and I think Hipster was also in that, and I think Cucky as well. So I had to attend to that conversation as well while I was working.
It's bound to happen, Tim. Take, for example, Gangs of New York, if I had ever
seen
it. Oh,
yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
If I had ever seen it.
Right.
Our show is taking over, and within it, you have these different power bases.
Yeah.
And now they're sort of battling for supremacy.
Doug, these are like the early days of Manhattan. That's what's going on with our show.
It's kind of separating the boroughs right now.
That's correct.
Okay, I just didn't recognize it, I guess.
Well, Design Air Heating and Cooling makes this 7 o'clock hour possible. They've been serving the St. Louis area since 1904. The number one train dealer in Missouri. You know, you talk about Missouri and what Kodzo Bort is doing. Well, Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owner-operators, and they really care about their customers. And I am one of their customers. Seth was over at our house as we were finishing our basement, and he installed a new heating and cooling system in our basement. And I can tell you firsthand that they do quality work.
They're coming over next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they've been to Doug's house.
I got a zone issue.
Seth's been to Doug's house. We haven't been. How's that make you feel, the cat?
Well, Doug is better than everyone.
What?
Well, I don't know what you guys might do in my neighborhood. You guys might just run afoul of the place.
Steal knickknacks.
You might.
I just want to see what it's like to have like a garage next door to you as opposed to a carport.
All garages. There's not a carport in the neighborhood. That's right. I said it.
314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Don't forget this afternoon, and this is what I was getting to, and then it led to a 10-minute digression. Imagine that. But the Hardline will be broadcasting from DB's. Today, how great would it have been? Today was going to be the day of the free Dotem Open. But, of course, the flooding at Tapawingo has moved it back to July 7th. So, in exchange for that, for people who were taking the day off, the Hardline is having a remote broadcast at DB's this afternoon. There's a $5.90 special of Dew and a Brew, and that's a shot of Tullamore Dew and a Bud Light or Bud Select, Budweiser. For only $5.90, DB's. And that's a nice little pony, Doug. How's that? You go down to DB's, see the beautiful women at DB's, pony up, have that deal, $5.90 special, and then little Cardinals and Cubs.
Yeah, you'd have yourself quite a little evening,
yeah,
there, wouldn't you?
All right, that's right. Maybe wear a GIMP mask to cloak your...
No, I don't think I need to be...
I wonder if they're going to do that at Busch Stadium, GIMP mask night.
That'd be fun.
I would think in this day and age... If you're walking around with a mask, that you might have some issues with the police with all the terrorism.
Have you seen that GIMP going mask on? Is clearly, I mean, you could see enough of the face to where it's just purely sexual.
Why?
What's wrong with you, boy?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to wear a mask, you could wear a proper mask and not a GIMP mask. Those are pretty expensive, and you can only get online, I think.
That's... How do you know what the prices of a GIMP mask are, honestly? I mean,
we looked into them.
What's it cost, buddy?
I don't know the exact price. I forgot. I think Cucky may have got it on clearance or something. I don't know.
No.
So Cucky bought Plops a GIMP mask, and he just sat there wearing a GIMP mask?
No, that's actually Cucky's GIMP mask.
But Cucky's not wearing it.
I know, but he just brought the mask.
No, but let
poor Misty.
I know we're late for a break.
It's hard.
Can we workshop that real quick? You just made the definitive statement that those things are expensive, indicating that you have firsthand knowledge. And then when questioned about it, you immediately said, he must have gotten on. I don't know.
I don't know.
You said it.
It all depends. I think you could get them bedazzled. I think there was one that was bedazzled that were a little
bedazzled.
More.
Were you shopping for them?
No, just kind of price... You know, looking at different prices.
So I think shopping.
Probably got one for like $25, maybe $20 for that GIMP mask.
Mm. Jennings' not happy brother Hebert was not at the GA summit. Was he invited?
I wasn't involved in the Evites.
Ooh, got a little uncomfortable with that question, right. Didn't he?
And yet you are Goob 11 all day.
And Jennings is not upset that I wasn't invited and I went all the way to Fenton?
Well, I think the invites only went out over Facebook privately until the Plowboy revealed yesterday the whole thing. And Brother Aber says, fan pin got me running insurance quotes 24/7. G8 brass figured I was unavoidably detained. And Jennings said, my man, miss you.
He's got so much business going from advertising here that he couldn't make the Goob 11 summit.
It's unbelievable. He is the sponsor of the fan page this week. And I don't know who it was yesterday, was telling me, you won't believe, I mean, the business, the response that it gets. And there was another person who I was texting with last night who's getting all kinds of business off the fan page. It is amazing. God bless our audience.
The community, Tim.
Yes, exactly. And Doug, appreciate the community.
Well.
Brother Hebert.
They've been supporting us for years.
Food on our table.
GIMP mask on our heads.
Put that off. Our fan page sponsor this week is Brother Kevin Hebert of Liberty Mutual Insurance. Get a quote on your home, auto, or life insurance and receive an exclusive Larry Nickel t-shirt. Hit up Kevin Hebert through the fan page or search Kevin Hebert Liberty Mutual Insurance. 5,528 strong, but now they're dividing into factions. Mm-hmm. The CJ6 and the Goob 11. Who do you represent? Guess it'll be in the exit poll. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.